From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has tanks and snipers in the last key city still under rebel control in western Libya. Residents in Misrata say 9 more people were killed this morning, including 4 children, gunned down by snipers. This comes on the heels of heavy attacks there and other parts of Libya, including Tripoli. Government spokesman Musa Ibrahim tells Sky News that he believes allied airstrikes are responsible for a number of civilian casualties in the capital last night.
We are still waiting for the official figures because many of the targets last night were civilian and quasi-military places like ports and harbors used by fishermen, civilian employees with the army as well, west and east of Tripoli.
Now that the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle is in Libyan waters, France has more firepower to enforce the UN's no-fly zone. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports military planes are flying daily over Libya from 8 air bases across France.
French General Philippe Pontier says the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle will contribute firepower and intelligence gathering to the mission.
So we will have more capabilities, and those capabilities will be deployed closer to Libya. So it's easier for us to intervene and to react.
Coalition forces bombarded Libya for a third straight night, targeting the air defenses and forces of Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi. The military action has stopped the advance of Gaddafi's troops and handed momentum back to the rebels, who were on the verge of defeat just last week. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
2 American service members whose F-16 fighter jet crashed last night in eastern Libya are said to be back in U.S. hands. The U.S. military says it believes a mechanical issue and not hostile fire was a factor. The recent U.N. vote that authorized an internationally imposed no-fly zone over Libya does not have support from China or Russia, both of whom abstained. Instead, they are calling for a ceasefire. As NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports, some African leaders are also very critical of the airstrikes.
Veteran Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe says the UN Security Council resolution authorizing military action in Libya should never have been passed. Pointing fingers at the West, Mugabe says there's more to the decision than just wanting to protect civilians.
They would actually want Gaddafi himself to die. There is no reneging on the resolution anymore. It's a mistake we made. We should never have given the West, knowing they are bloody vampires of the past, all this room to go for us, for our people in Africa.
Under Gaddafi, Zimbabwe has benefited with deals in the hospitality and agriculture industries. Ofebia Quistarton, NPR News, Abidjan.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points to 12,024. NASDAQ Composite Index off 8 points at 2,684. This is NPR News. A governor in Syria is now fired as a result of a government crackdown that killed 7 protesters. Demonstrations inspired by uprisings across the Arab world started Friday in Daraa. They turned violent as security forces fired on demonstrators. Justice Department leaders are meeting with police chiefs about the rising number of deaths in law enforcement. 49 officers have been killed so far this year, many because of gun violence. NPR's Kerry Johnson says federal authorities are asking, what can they do to help?
Attorney General Eric Holder invited almost 36 police chiefs to meet with top federal officials in Washington. They're talking about ways to reduce deaths of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. 23 officers have been killed by gunfire this year, including 5 federal officers. The attorney general says they're considering what they can do under current law to try to reduce those numbers. He's directing U.S. attorneys to make the issue a priority, and he wants prosecutors to meet with police in their states to offer help. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The man accused in a series of rapes along the East Coast is pleading not guilty. Aaron Thomas entered his plea in court today in Connecticut on a charge that he raped a woman in New Haven in 2007. The 39-year-old defendant is also charged with 3 rapes in Virginia. Thomas was arrested earlier this month after authorities said DNA confirmed he was the man police were calling the East Coast rapist. They believe he attacked 17 women since 1997. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down nearly 20 at 12,018. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.